Viata Tetzave. Okay, so it's not the Malkut Torah. Okay, this is the last Maimon the Rebbe edited before the stroke that he had in Tavshin Nun Beis. So it says like this: Viata Tetzave is Bnei Yisrael. You should command the Yidden. They should bring to you pure olive oil crushed. Kotzis lamar crushed for light. Lahalis ner tamid, to bring up a continuous flame, a continuous light. So Pasuk says, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu should command the Yidden, they should bring shemen zayizach, olive oil to you, and it should be pressed, and for more, for light, and to bring up a constant light. You can be said, it's known the questions in Chassidus. V'chol atzivoyim shebet Torah. Nemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael ki yetzib b'zeh, by all mitzvahs in the Torah. It says, tzavis b'nei Yisrael, command the Yidden, v'ka nemar v'ata tzavis b'nei Yisrael. And here it says, you should command the Yidden. Like, well, normally it says, tzveidaber Hashem o'mesh alemer, tzavis b'nei Yisrael, command the Yidden. Here it says, you command the Yidden. L'heisef, and to add to this, that diyuk mesher kosev v'ata tzavis. The question about Vata Tetzava is Leirak Baloshin, not only in the terminology, also in the meaning of it. Because simply the question is, normally it says Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, it's a change of language. But it's not only a change of language, it's a change of concept of depth. Why? The Ata Tetzava Mashma Shemeshihu Metzava. Vata Tetzava means you command. When it says Vayidaber Hashem O Meisha Lem, Hashem spoke to Meisha, you command the Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, it means Hashem is telling Meisha, I'm commanding, you just tell them what I'm commanding. Vata Tzava means you, Meisha Rabbeinu, is the one that's commanding. Tzarech Lahavin, Arei Mesh Meisha, Shliach Lem Shli Yisrael, Sivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meisha Rabbeinu is only the Shliach to bring to the Yid what Hashem commanded. If so, why does it say Va'ata Tetzava? You command. We also have to understand what it says. They should bring to you. They should bring the oil to Mesha. Who kindled the menorah? Aaron and Cain. So why did they have to bring the oil to Mesha? They should bring the oil to Aaron. I mean, that makes sense. What does it mean to Moshe to deliver it to Aaron? Bring it straight to Aaron. Why do they have to bring the oil to Moshe? And another thing we have to understand, what says Shemin costs is Lamor. Pressed, Lamor means to the source of light. It should have said Shemin to light. Lamor means the source of light. It's not the oil. They brought the oil to be lit, not to be the source of light. And also we need to understand the last question. The after Pasuk next says, Me'erev ad Boker, from evening to morning. And here it says, Tamid constant. So yeah, the simple answer is, if it's every night, from night to morning, it's called Tamid, meaning every night. But still, Tamid means 24-7, and evening to morning means, okay, so number one, there's a whole bunch of questions over here. Number one, why does it say Vata Tzatzava, which implies Moshe Rabbeinu is the one commanding it to the Yidden, not normally Tzavas Bnei Yisrael. Also, why does it have to bring the oil to Aaron, to Moshe, and let him just bring it to Aaron and Kohen? And also, we need to understand, why does it say Mo'od, it should say Lahair? And last question is, how can it say one pasuk Tamid and one pasuk Me'er of Abayke? He says, and the Friedrich Rebbe, this Maimer is based on the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer of 1927, Purim Katan. That year was also, this year, Tavshim Mamalef, when the Rebbe gave, I mean, when the Rebbe said the Maimer, it was also a leap year. And this Maimer was said, Yud Adarishin, Tavshim Amalef. That's when the Rebbe said the Maimer. So it says it's based on the Maimer of the previous Rebbe. But Maimor, are you doing as well? No Maimer of Kibla, Mishinema Purim, Katan Tavrish Pezayin. The story with that Maimer, by the way, of the previous Rebbe, 1927, that Tezvav Sivan, the previous Rebbe, was arrested. the Purim cotton before that, the Friedrich Rebbe had a Fabring in his house. The communists were already on his tail already. Friedrich Rebbe had a big Fabring in his house, a lot of Chassidim were there. And it was, and the communists were there, the Russians were there. And the Friedrich Rebbe spoke. He said, I know you're here, I don't care about you. I'm going to do what I want anyway. And he said this mimer, V'kibla Yehuda Mr. Sheir Chelulas, is that this mimer is based on.
Was it illegal to say this thing at that time? Was it illegal?
Well, that caused him, one of the things, to be arrested.
Okay, but it wasn't illegal.
The Friedrich Rebbe said, according to the Constitution of Russia, you can learn to do religion. So he's screaming at them, it's not illegal. What was illegal was teaching others, but that he did anyway. But, okay. So he says like this. He says, he explains in the Maimah, what does it mean, va'ata tetzavim, tetzivu tetzavim, tzavse v'chibur. Meaning, it doesn't only mean commandment, it means binding and connection. Like we know the Zohar says. And this is what the Pasuk says. Va'ata tetzavim b'nei Yisrael, that you bind the Yidden with Hashem, shameishim mekashir mechaber b'nei Yisrael, imerin tzav. Meish Rabbeinu binds and connects Yidden with Hashem. Vayidei Shem Meisha Mashpia LiYisrael. And through this, that Meisha is Mashpia, binds the Yidden to Hashem. Shem Mekashir Eitzem in my mind itself, that he binds him with Hashem. Ayidei Zeh Nasa Yisin Veisofa, but Meisha Rabbeinu becomes greater. In other words, the Friedrich Rebbe explains in that Maimer, through Va'ata Tetzavis B'nei Yisrael, by you binding the Yidden to Hashem, the Yikhu Elecha, they will take to you, Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. By Meshe Rabbeinu binding the Yidden to Hashem, Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. Why? So he explains in the brackets, the Meshe of Yisrael, Heim Dog Mesresh V'Rego. Meshe and the Yidden are similar to the head and the feet. Like it says, Sheish Meis Elefragli, Ha'om Asher Nechi B'Kirbein. You read in the Parshat Baloischa, the Meshe Rabbeinu says, the 600,000 feet that I stand within you, Asher Nechi B'Kirbein, he says, the Chol Yisrael, Him Raglayim the Meshe. All the Yidden are the feet of Meshe Rabbeinu. The Meshe Rosh Shalahem. And Meshe is the head. So what's the Yidden? Meshe Rabbeinu is the head, the rest of the Yidden are the feet. Or Kameshe Badam, just like by a person. The feet bring the head to a place that the head himself cannot get to, meaning if the head wants to get somewhere, it needs the foot to get it there, which means the foot has an aspect that the head doesn't have. You want to get somewhere, you want to get to a better place, so to speak, then you need to have the feet of Meshe Rabbeinu. Kamei kena Meshe v'Yisrael, same thing as by Meshe and the Yidden. Shaidei Yisrael raglayim the Meshe. Through the feet of Meshe Rabbeinu, mitetsev ilui b'Meshe. Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. So the Rebbe is explaining, through va'ata tetzavim, through this that you connect the Yidden with Hashem, v'yikcho elecho, you become Meshe, you become greater. V'zeh shall cause of sheish meir elef ragli, asher aneichi bekibay. That's the expression of the pasuk, the 600,000 feet, the nation that I aneichi stand within them, shaydei ragli ha'odam, through the feet of the people, nimshach aneichi bekibay shomeisha. Meisha Rabbeinu gets the level of aneichi. In other words, through the sheish meir elef ragli, through the 600 level of feet, 600,000 feet, the Anechi comes into Meshe Rabbeinu. Bekibur comes into Meshe Rabbeinu.
What I'm saying is that's why it's not a personal agenda that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to connect with you because he wants to get higher.
No, but that's what happens through this.
He's saying more for Chassidim, if you want to get your Rebbe to go higher, connect to Hashem.
Yeah. But that's not why why Meshe Rabbeinu is doing it. He's doing it because that's his job.
A simple Jew brings another Jew closer to Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu within him is going to get stronger?
Yeah. To this, that Moshe Rabbeinu binds and connects the Eden with Hashem through this. Yavil b'nei Yisrael shem and zayis l'meisha. V'yekhoi lecha sheyesifu teisus er b'meisha. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. And like it says in right after the Yegel, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu was still in Har Sinai. Hashem said to him, lech reid, go down. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, what's the expression, go down? It's redundant. He says, lech, go down, reid migdulah, so you're going down, not only physically go down off the mountain, you are becoming lower in level. Klum nasati lecha gdula ala b'shil Yisrael. I only gave you greatness because of the Yidden. The Yidden are down, so do you go down. That means the Jews affect Moshe Rabbeinu. When we do through this, that Moshe Rabbeinu connects us to Hashem, and we become connected, we make Moshe Rabbeinu greater. And when we don't, we drag him down in evil with us.
Is the Rebbe giving us a hint to this?
The whole Maimer is the Rebbe's last will and testament. Just like the Rebbe said about Basi Lagani, the previous Rebbe, that he wrote it for his passing as the role, the will, last will for the Chassidim, to say, obviously, Tava, the same thing. If when you learn the Maimi, you see it clearly. It's not, well, the Vay is there to explain this. Magdam by Maimi, the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimi. Shemei Sherabbeinu Nikra Raya Mehemna. In Zayar and Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Raya Mehemna, literally, faithful shepherd. He says, the Shnei Perushim Bazad, the Friedrich Rebbe brings down, there's two meanings of this expression. One is, Shurei Neman Shal Yisroel. One is the simple meaning, he is the faithful shepherd. And secondly, Shuzon HaMefanis Es Yisroel Binyan Amuna. Or the second interpretation, he is the shepherd of belief. One is, he is the faithful shepherd. And the second meaning is, he is the shepherd of faith. The Amun, what does it mean? What do you mean he's the shepherd of belief? The Amun, this Amun that the Eden have on themselves. She Israel, the Eden are the children of believers. Efshe Shetei Bechinas Mak, it could possibly be. In a very superficial level. And this, that Moshe Rabbeinu fits the Eden Amuna, is Shamuna Tia Bepnimius, that it should become internalized. The shepherd feeds the sheep with grass. Moshe Rabbeinu feeds the Bnei Yisrael with Amuna. So he's not only the faithful shepherd, he's the shepherd of faith, meaning every Jew has Amuna. But sometimes it's external, it's superficial, it doesn't affect them directly, only indirectly. So Moshe Rabbeinu feeds them the Amunah that affects them directly. B'zeh, because of B'zeh, and this is what it says in the Zayat. Hay Amunah de la'ela. This Amunah from above, Yitazim v'yispanis b'nei yisminei. Al yodach hayidei Moshe. The Yidin will be supported and fed through you. Like the Zayat says, Moshe Rabbeinu is feeding the Yidden Emuna. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu supports and feeds Emuna. He brings down the Emuna internally, that they actually feel it directly. And he explains in the Maimer. This, that it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Raya Mehemna, the Friedrich Rebbe explained, it doesn't only mean Moshe Rabbeinu, the original, it means, Agalus Pashtusa, the Moshe Shebuchol Dod, the Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. The Rosh Alpha Yisrael Shebuchol Dod, the leaders of the Jews in every generation, Mechazke Mesamun, the Yisrael Shebedeidim. They strengthened the Amunah of their generation, that their Amunah should be Bepnimius. Because again, this Maimon was said by the Friedrich Rebbe Purim Katan, so it's the Purim season. So the Fili, the Rebbe writes in the Maimer, Ukmei Mordechai. Just like Mordechai. Shoyis Pashtu said the Meisha Shabudayri. Meisha Mordechai was the Meisha Rabbeinu of his generation. Kamaimer, as Alec the Medru says, Mordechai Bedayri, Kamesha Bedayri, the Meisha Rabbeinu, Mordechai in his generation. Was like Meisha Rabbeinu in his generation, it means Shagam Bizman Gzeirah Saman, even in the time of the decree of Haman. What did he do? Shalima that Torah v'kiyam mitzvahs. There were the learning of Torah mitzvahs. Hayah kasher mesiras nefesh was connected to mesiras nefesh. Why? Because Haman made the decrees against the Yidden. So nevertheless, what did Mordechai do? Hekil ukilas berabim. He gathered communities. L'chazik ha-samunim shal Yisrael ba'avayit to strengthen the amun of Yidden with Hashem. V'lamed chazik b'lib in ha-Torah v'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, to stand strong with learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. So therefore, the Friedrich Rebbe says that it's not only Meisha Rabbeinu that's feeding amunah, the Meisha Rabbeinu in every generation. Like we find by Mordechai, the Medrash says Mordechai is like Meisha, and therefore just like Meisha taught Torah, but by Mordechai it was more so, he did it with Mesiras Nefesh.
Is it only one
Meisha Rabbeinu the Rashi quotes in Chumash, Dabet Echad Ladar V'Leishnei Dabarim. In Meisha Rabbeinu's time, let's look at the original scenario. Meisha Rabbeinu's time, there was a great guy called Aaron. There were great Nesiim. There was Nachshon and Aminodov and Kalib Ben Yefuna and Yeshua. There were a lot of great guys around. But Meisha Rabbeinu is only one. There's only one Meisha Rabbeinu. By the way, that doesn't knock Aaron Kohen. It doesn't mean Aaron Kohen wasn't great and the other Nesiim weren't great. But there's one Meisha Rabbeinu per generation. No.
Did I miss it?
No, you got the whole Maimer, man. Come on, you learned Chassidus. You know that the questions are never answered at the beginning.
I don't want to miss it yet.
The more he knows, the less he knows. Okay. Shh. L'ach ha-shem Maimer. And after he explains in the Maimer, Shem Meshav is Pashul Tzili Shebachol Dod. Mechazkin is Amuna. The Yisrael, after he explains that Meisha Rabbeinu is the shepherd, meaning he feeds the Yidden with the Muno, Mevayah Diyu Kaloshin HaKosif Shemin Kosif Lamor, Lamor V'loy Lohoyer. And he says like this, now that we understand that Meisha Rabbeinu feeds the Muno, then the Friedrich Rebbe explains, now we can understand why the Pasuk says, not Shemin Lohoyer, Shemin to give light, but Shemin Lamor to be the source of light. Shebizman haGolus, in the time of Golus, shekol echad veechad unishper venitka. In the time of Golus, when every, but this is what the Friedrich Rebbe explains. In the time of Golus, when everybody is broken and depressed, kosis aideis amagin lemor haetzem shemimenu nimtza haod. Then the Friedrich Rebbe explains like this. Now that we know that Meisha Rabbeinu feeds the Yidna Muna, then he explains the concept of Kosis Lamor. Mor means the source of light. He says, through the level of Kosis, to this that the Jews are oppressed and broken, that reveals the level of Mor within the Jew. Meaning, it reveals the essence of the Jew. And the Rebbe is going to explain the connection. I was going to ask, what's the connection that Meisha Rabbeinu feeds Jews Amuna? What's the connection between that and Kosis Lamor, that by being oppressed, you come to the essence? What's the connection? V'tzarech lahavin. Hashaych is la'pidish Kosis Lamor. La'mavur b'amayim melefneza. Shemeisha v'ispashtus adilei b'chol dora. Zonim mefanisis amunish adei penimiyas. What's the connection? What's the connection that the Friedrich Rebbe is explaining? That by Meisha Rabbeinu feeding the Jews, now we understand that we being oppressed, you come to Mor. What's the connection? She says in Dalit, Vihine, Abir ba posigvata tetzava, ba bahamayme bam shchlamavur betchil of samayme. It connects to the Friedrich Rebbe's maimer. It doesn't begin vata tetzava. He begins the Maimer V'kibal Yehudim. The Jews accepted what they began in Matan Torah. And then he explains this whole thing, and then he goes into Vata Tesava. So he says, at the beginning of the Maimer, the Pirish V'kibal Yehudim Eshechel Elasis. The Jews accepted upon themselves what they began, meaning, as the Gemara says, Shekiblu Mashechelu Bizman de Matan Torah. They accepted what they began at the beginning of Matan Torah, meaning the B'matan Torah Heisas Chola Heichelu Lasis. By Matan Torah, the pasuk is meaning they began accepting it, but B'mei Achashverosh, in the days of Achashverosh Heisa Kabbalah, they accepted it V'kibala Yehudim, meaning until Purim. The Jews had Torah, but it was only the beginning. When did they actually accept Torah? That was in Purim. Al derech Maimer Zali, the Gemara says, and the pasuk kimu v'kibla Yehudim, that kimu mashi kiblu kvar. So he says, zezeh shekdimu nasa, kaid nasa l'nishma b'matan Torah. This that the Jews said nasa v'nishma by matan Torah, that was only the acceptance. But b'mei Achashverosh kimu mashikiblu. It says kimu v'kibla Yehudim, and the Gemara says kimu mashikiblu kvar. Meaning, at Matan Torah, when the Jews said nasiv and ishma, they only accepted it. When did they begin doing it? In the day of Purim. What? Okay, the class is sponsored by Avram Aradian.
And it's sponsored by.
In honor of the Rebbe. Goodbye.
Wait.
Okay.
Rabbi Kim.
No bracha today.
Why?
Because I told you, don't behave, you're not getting anything.
Rabbi.
That's it.